Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And there's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme inspiration.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
As we walk today to the Imagination Express, when we climb aboard with all the vigor. Yes, indeed, you hear it. My heart is so full and so open with gratefulness right now. Just to think, such a just creator could involve us in such a great feat called imagination. Yes, indeed, I'm so thankful for my good friend, George Skrillis, for bringing that to us. It's a beautiful piece. You can find his music on evzonemusic.com. That's E-V as in Victor, zonemusic.com. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Ambassador Sophia. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all wisdom, all honor, all joy, and all love. Yes, indeed. So are you ready today? Are you ready to climb aboard the Imagination Express? Are you ready to fearlessly walk on a new journey, a new voyage, to remembering who you are, whose you are, and why you are? I'm ready. Let's go ahead and climb aboard and take that fearless journey. See you there.
Walking. Walking along the shore. Stepping forward. Stepping forward. In the waves. The waves. That embrace. The waves that allow. The waves that accept. And as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. All that we seek to remember is right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we indeed possess. We honor the fact there is no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now. Being born divine means that we are abundant in all the things we seek. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. as we move forward on our journey. We pray for guidance. We pray for protection. And most of all, we pray for always being surrounded by the greatest tool of all, love.
we find peace, knowing that what we want, what we desire, is only one step ahead of us. And if we keep moving, we will meet with our desire, and we will welcome our desire, and we will embrace our desire and know that we truly deserve our desire, giving thanks in each step for all the blessings. Breath, movement, sound, taste, smell, touch. We give thanks for perception, health, and the wealth of health. We honor and we give thanks. Always knowing that the solution always resides within the soul, and the song of the soul. If it is worn, we will soar and we will fly over each obstacle we encounter. Obstacles that in fact have come from our fears.
Tried to catch up with you, but I need to tap into my imagination. You know, I pay attention. That I do.
yes, you do. Yeah. So thank you again for coming. And for those who don't know you, just give them a little bitty bit.
If you don't know me, you better ask somebody. That's all I got to say. Well, okay. Gosh, it's funny. Every time I go talk about myself, I'm like, I ask other people about themselves. Well, anyway, I'm a freelance agent for God, a transformation agent, and a life coach, and to help people to recognize, to tap into the power of imagination, the power of who they are, and just reminding others, as I remind myself, that there's truly no separation in God, and which therein lies our power, when we recognize our oneness, the truth of who we are, then we have a solid foundation. We walk on solid ground, and then we remember that we can co-create, that we can create a different reality if we don't like what we do. So that's what I have so many titles. Life scientist, because I like to experiment with life. It's a good adventure, you know?
Mm, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, I was vibing yesterday in the morning. And in my meditation, I was just remembering the times when things seemed to be less fortunate than it is at this moment. And I noticed that for maybe 30, I don't know, lost time, maybe 45 minutes, an hour, I don't know how long it was, but I sat and really went back to the times when I remember when I didn't have money to do this when I wanted to. I remember when, and every time I said, I remember when, I couldn't, wouldn't, didn't, right? Every time I did it, each time, there was a flood of gratefulness that filled my body. And as it kept going along, I kept feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And I said, there's something to this, you know, because it was so empowering, and it was something that I really never really thought to do myself, you know, and for myself. I never thought it was even could be. I mean, I never even thought about it. So, you know, but so when it came for me, when I was thinking in that, and I saw what it does is provide contrast for you. You know, when you sit with what was, because you were told, don't look at the past, don't look at the past, how would you be able to ever measure where you are today? This is a voyage. This is a journey that we're on. This is the fearless journey. And if we don't look at what we have experienced, how will we be wiser? Yeah? Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like being able to be in those moments and those scenarios that kept coming through and kept going through over and over again, each thing. And I mean, it was just after you know, they say, what is it, 17 seconds of thought or whatever, if you're on that move for 17 minutes and you allow yourself to stay there, it kind of like the law of attraction just kind of pulls more. And so I was thinking about things that, you know, when I was 13 and 17, and I mean, the years just, it wasn't chronological, it was just coming for me. And I'm feeling that there's something about being in the grateful state of allowing and recognizing, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's interesting. I think it's really a spiritual paradox, isn't it, where we're told now is all there is, the past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist. But then the part of the spiritual journey is being able to look at how far we came, how far we've come, what we've achieved. Because on the human level, we need the reference point. And the past is important. Now, we get to choose if when we look at the past, we look back and we regret. And even if we're looking at the past and regretting, then that just shows there's work to be done. We're really wasting now. But if we're looking at the past to kind of measure how far, because the truth is we're living our lives every day, and sometimes we don't stop to really look at how far we've come. And I really believe, I know for me personally, but if I think I've said this before, I don't know if it's on the show or on my show, but if we had our lives, if we had, you know, someone did a documentary on us and we didn't know, it was like, let me just use me as an example. I'm certain, and I don't even say it's from a place of ego. If someone did a documentary on my life and I didn't know it's me, I'm certain that I'll be moved and touched. The little things that I can remember. What I mean by that is, now, if you ask me, there might be some times, well, you know, I do a little bit of this, I don't know. But there's something about when you reflect back, when you zoom out, like the camera lens, and you zoom out and look at a big picture, it has a way of helping us see that, you know, I'm not where I used to be. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm so far ahead. And I know for me, times when I've stopped, I don't always do it. I'm always in the move, always going, trying to do this. What's the next thing I want to do? And sometimes I'm caught up with, I'm not doing enough. And then times I'm thinking, oh, my God, that is so powerful. I'm grateful I get to do that. But I don't always sit and really look at how far I've come and where I'm at. But the times that I do, as you were saying, it's like, wow. I think of times when I worried about something happening or something not happening. And when I reflect back, what I was worrying about was really a waste of energy. And it does help me to say, you know, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Things, you know, I have maybe invited to come speak somewhere, to do something, or even with the show. Sometimes we schedule something in advance. I find myself go, oh, my God. You know, all the stories. What if? What happens in that date? But we tend to, it's a human mind. We scare ourselves. We traumatize ourselves. But the same mind that we use to traumatize ourselves, we can use to celebrate our triumphs. We can use to look back and say, you know what, I've come a long way. And, yeah, I always tell people there's always, always, always something to be grateful for. Always.
Absolutely.
And by being still, getting still, instead of rushing to the next agenda, next task, to just take some time to travel down memory lane. And even if you come against something that was sad or traumatic, you're still here. If you came up on something like, I didn't know how I did that only God, you're still here. It's something to be grateful for. And as you're talking about imagination, it then brings us back. You know, for those of us who are really awake, we can really realize that. We can start creating our reality. We can focus on what we want rather than living life a life of default. It's a simple power, very powerful, but sometimes we're not always reminded of that. So we take it for granted.
Really take it for granted. And it's so interesting, you know, when we get to that grateful state, right? And it's almost like, instead of staying there, somehow we jump the track, you know. We get off of that express, you know. And the exercise that I was just talking about is something that, you know, it can just, even if it just serves simply to bring you to that grateful state, yeah. And then from that grateful state, allowing yourself to really feel in your imagination now what it is that you see, because there's no, what is it? Past, present, future is all the same or whatever stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's all one, then if that's true, right? And when we're scientists, so all we can do is just keep, you know, proving stuff. All we can do is just decide whether we're going to prove this to be disproven or proven, whatever. But at least putting forward the effort to at least see if it's real, Because if there's something that's offered to you, that's a possibility. Like there's no present, there's no difference in the present, past, present, and future. And you look at the past, and it brought you to a grateful state. Then why not, in that moment, in that grateful state, bring up a vision for your ultimate situation, for your ultimate life situation, for the ultimate relationship, for the ultimate living conditions, for the ultimate life, you know, for what you can overflow with in your life. What is it? What's the yumminess? What is it that you are feeling in the deepest part of yourself? You know, in that grateful state, in that grateful state, is the place. It is the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only place where that fertile imagination, that energy is going to really beget itself and zoom down that track, you know? You
mm-hmm.
talk about a voyage, you know? That is the one that we really, and everyone that's listening, just take a moment just to feel that gratefulness. Feel that gratefulness from where you were to where you are now. And then start looking forward at where, what, how do I want to be at this moment? Who do I want to revel in? Who do I want around me? Who would be around me if this is the reality, as they say, and the future is now? If the present moment is everything, then I can now embrace what I think is down the line that I've been waiting for years, that I just haven't been able to get to yet, and now I'm finding out it's really right here present with me. Wow, now I can start feeling that. Because, you know, one of the hardest things I feel like, you know, that we have to do is that mastering of the mind where we get to, you know, boy, this is a hard one, you know, for people to say, well, I have wealth. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I have
mm-hmm.
wealth already. I'm already wealthy. I'm so grateful for being wealthy, you know. But it's something about, if we can trick our mind into being sad all the time, you know, I mean, depressed about this or complaining about that or seeing that this is not right. If we can trick our mind into that, why not trick your mind into I'm wealthy? I mean, because the other part is an illusion as big as you can please that you're creating. So why not create what it is that you, you know, and again, that to me is being a full-time lover of the creator that you say you believe in, because you can't have failure where faith is present.
Mm-hmm.
They can't occupy the same space, no more than a person can occupy a space of another person. So it's like when we get to really feel the power that's there, you know, we can just really, when we really feel it, there's a rawness and a vulnerability that's there. If you're not feeling that vulnerability of love, you know, not vulnerability to another person, but vulnerability as a child, an innocence, and then that immunity from anything else comes from that innocence, you know? Everything is serving to further from that energy, because anything can be imagined from that space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time where we can actually just totally soar, because we are ready for the more. Okay, don't start me, because it's all in store. And it's right through that door.
The door of pure imagination.
Oh, board that imagination express, okay? I mean, come join us. It says, come with me and you'll see, you know, your pure imagination, you know? I love it. I love it.
You know, you know, we got the song "Just My Imagination Running Away with Me," almost like, oh, I'm sorry, making an apology for it, but you know, mm-hmm. it's reminding ourselves that imagination is a faculty of the mind, and it helps us to shape what we see. Now, we're talking about imagination, we're talking about gratitude, and we say we're co-creators, or we're creators, or we create with God, with the Most High. We all have the power to create, to visualize. You know, in Hebrews, there's a part where it talks about everything that was created out of something that was at one point wasn't seen. So it's like, there's some wisdom in the Bible. Sometimes you've got to sift through it and really understand it. But it's like the things that were created out of things that were once unseen. So if we're wanting a different life, if we want to see things differently, it's being able to, you know, you talked about faith. We're talking about imagination. We're talking about gratitude. We're talking about faith. So it's like having the faith to know that even though you don't see it right now, you can't touch it right now, but you have the power, the faculty of imagination to create, to see, to decorate it in your mind and be grateful. We're going to take a break, but I want to read this quote about gratitude, which I think is really powerful. And it goes to what you're talking about, Ambassador. It's a quote by Melody Beattie, and says, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend." And you were talking about changing, you know, tricking the mind, or changing the mind to see the wealth that already exists. And complaint comes from lack. Gratitude, it's choosing to pay attention and look and honor. And whatever you focus on, that's where energy goes. And you get to see more of it. But it's so simple, and it doesn't make sense to the five senses, so we take it for granted sometimes. But you know, life is a journey. I trust that people will be inspired to tap into their own power, because it makes a difference. You're talking about playing. You playfully create what you want, and just as you continue to create, just be grateful, because you know it's going to happen. That's faith. You know, it's almost like it's going to happen. And even if it's not how I see it, even bigger, because there must come a point where we move out of the way, you know, where we kind of like, okay, yep.
Yes, indeed. And and it's all about that faith leading to the manifestation. Mm-hmm. I want to play a piece on the break before we come back. Piece I did call Manifestation Time. It's just a little piece, but it speaks to taking that time to go within, and taking that time that what you were talking about a minute ago, to be with the Creator, within that vision, within that gratefulness. So we'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet, because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And it's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme inspiration.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Manifestation Time, a space where intention becomes reality, where the focus remains upon the realization of goals, living with the knowing that all we request will come through the portal of manifestation and on time, resting in the fact that all these powerful events and situations will come to us continually from the realm of our fertile imagination, subtly slipping into physical existence from the abyss of infinite possibilities. Just when the time is perfect, it will appear exactly as our minds create it, our mouths express it, and our actions display it.
Welcome back, welcome back. My answer does come with my question. My path is always lit with my first step. My way is always clear with the looking. And my goal is always in sight with my desire. Welcome back. And Adai, that what I just said, it was inspired by what you just read. It's really so true, and I'm so grateful to you for bringing that to us. That was pretty powerful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I in this place now where I'm not even going to say I want to. I am. I'm declaring I am living in the magic. I'm living in the magic because there's mystery to this planet. There's mysteries to God that we would never understand. But real life happens in the magic. You know, you just think of the body. You just think of the fact that we're having this conversation on the internet. People can listen across the world. We can go on Facebook. We can connect with people on social. I mean, we can fax something. We can send an email. I'm thinking a thought, putting it in words. Click send in a few seconds. You have it, and you can read my thoughts. We say it's an email, but you read my thoughts. Your thoughts, you know, it became flesh. All of life happens in magic, and that's where I'm living. I'm living in the magic. I'm done trying to prove or demystify nothing. I just want to live in the magic. How did you do that? I don't know. It just happened. I focus on what I wanted. I give thanks, and I just let it happen. But what happened in between? I focus on what I wanted. I gave thanks, and I just let it happen.
shouldn't there be anything else? Well, you go figure it out. I am living in the magic because that's where it's at for me.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's really about being in the space of just being okay that you're fulfilling the fondest wish of your creator, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just placing yourself in the creator's hands and just taking each step of your life, you know, boldly, strongly, deliberately, you know? Just moving forward. And, you know, with that, I want to ask you, what do you feel is it really means to take the next logical step? Because, you know, when you see here logical, most time when people hear logical, you know, we talked about being, remembering, you know, how to be grateful, remembering where you were and where you are, and then pulling in the what you want to be and taking yourself into that imagination to pretend that you're already there. That's really what it boils down to. Let's just go ahead and say it, okay? You know, you're acting like, you know, you're acting like is there. So when that comes, it seems that there are signs or there's things. You speak a little bit about what you feel is what the next logical steps look like. What does it look like to wait for the next logical steps or to be aware of that?
You know, it's simple. What's logic to do? You know, it's like, because it's the paradox. This spiritual path can be challenging. It's simple, but it can be challenging. It's challenging because it's simple. Now, logical steps. Sometimes I've done it.
Because it's simple.
That's right. That's why it's complicated. That's why we just get like.
I love it.
It's got to be complicated. What do you mean? But the logical step is a logical step. You know, when I work with people and they say, well, but I don't know what to do. Okay, if you're praying to God that you're healed and you do your meditation and you're in bed, you've been in bed all day, the next logical step could be just getting out of bed and getting water. That's the next logical step. Well, but I can't go out and interact with people. Ain't nobody told you to do that. Just take the next logical steps. And I mean, you know, the next logical step is also based on your intention. What do you want? What are you trying to achieve? So if you have a goal, when you go into that space, that spiritual substance, that spiritual Play-Doh, and you use your imagination to cut out the piece of Play-Doh you need for this certain task, mm-hmm. and you can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it, you give thanks for it. It's like, oh, I know mm-hmm. this has to happen because I am mm-hmm. one with the one. Now, what's the next logical step? It could be acting as if it's already done. That's right.
So it's a personal. It's a personal thing. You gotta get in there. Yeah.
It is. Like let me. Here's one amazing thing that happened for me today. I'm just like, wow. Now, I've been dancing with time for a long time, and time and I. You know, how to use my time wisely. I got this to do. Sometimes people would say to me, what are you doing right now? I'm like, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. So I'm answering an email and I'm updating a page for my next show. I'm always doing that. First of all, if I'm doing one thing, I tend to get bored. But sometimes I do one thing at a time. For the most part, my mind, I got to be doing a lot. But I find that there's some things that get carried over, some things that don't get done. And oh, my God. So today, I was thinking, I really want to figure out how to use my time wisely so that when I think of the tasks that I want to do, the things that I've set up to do, website, update a website, send an email, or whatever it is, that I can feel good about doing that. And I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I just put the request out. Now, there's a program that I signed up for many years ago, about 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I've been getting emails about it, and I just I didn't pay attention to it. And today I got an email and said, my account is going to be deactivated. Now, this software is free, and it helps you organize your tasks. So, and this happened after I was having my inner dialogue, monologue, whatever you want to call it. And so I looked at it, and
I didn't want it to be deactivated. It said I have about a month. I'm like, well, let me activate it. I'm thinking, well, you don't use it often, so why would you even want to activate it? I thought, well, let me do it anyway since I have the option. And as I reactivate, well, actually, I logged in again because it said I haven't logged in a while. And there were some videos that were there talking about how I can schedule my day and the things that are important and the things that I want to do. And I just said, you know what? I prayed the prayer earlier that I want to learn to use my time wisely so I can get to the things that are important rather than beating myself up, the book I want to complete. And here's the answer. That was the next logical step. And then here's the trick. Once I reactivated this software, you had three options. One is because I want to know, do you want any help? And one said, I want to fly solo. I'm pretty good at figuring things out myself. And then the other option was, well, I like figuring stuff out myself, but, you know, you can give me some help. And the other option was, no, tell me what I need to know because I don't want to just be good at managing my time. I want to be great. And normally, I would just like, I'll figure it out myself. But because of what I have put out in my imagination, in my prayer, carving out how to use my time before I asked, the universe already answered, and I saw it in my inbox. I said, no, tell me how to do this. And I'm just like, how does that, what are you talking about, living in a magic? So it is an individual thing. And it doesn't mean, you know, you have to take this big step. Mine was just set up, reactivate my account and watch videos so that I can be in alignment with what I put out. I created, I went in my mind, I want to use my time wisely. And I released it. And the universe said yes. So for others, sometimes people think, well, I want to have my own business, and the next logical step means go register the name of my company. No! First of all, find out if you have what do you need to have your own business? Do you have a website? Do you need a business card? Take the next logical step, and it's not about stretching yourself so far that you're feeling stressed out more than before. The next logical step is usually simple. Don't make it complicated. Because the truth is, you are not the one really doing the real work. You're just clearing the path for God to birth this wonderful idea that you carved out with your mind. So take the next logical step, make it practical, make it simple, and only you get to judge if it's good or not. In truth, it's neither good nor bad, so just let it be.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I've truly enjoyed this Imagination Express, and I'm really wanting to share right now that each and every person that's listening can take, you know, just drop all of the everything. Just drop it all, everything. Just let everything just collapse. It probably has anyway, and you've just been resisting it. So you just let it collapse. Let it collapse so that you can decide that you are going to take yourself and realign yourself with your vision, with your dream, with your love, with your desire. And it will happen. It will happen one step at a time, and then you'll find yourself running down that track. But at least take the moment to prove whether or not, or disprove, just whichever one you want. But just take right. that moment to see if you can work with this energy that called your love, your passion, your dream, your desire. Play. Passionately love and appreciate you. Appreciate who you are. Thank you so much, Ade. You just don't know how much I just love you and all that you bring. We have a good time, so I don't know. You know, I might be calling you back on the playground next week. You know how I do.
Yes, I do.
But tell people how to reach you. Tell people how to reach you just in case they didn't Google you.
Well, the quickest way is to go online. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. It will take you to information about me on the website. I host a show Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern on this platform, lifeconversationsradio.com. That's all you got to enter, lifeconversationsradio.com, Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week. Thank you. I did big hugs. Love to all. Om Basta out. Love you. Already.
Love you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.